1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh.
Did he bring it in?
He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Trinity Middle School campus. Today we have a pair of first-round games in the WPIL 2A softball bracket for you. Chartiers Houston and Washi will take the field later this evening, but up first it's number 3 Bentworth and number 14 Burgettstown. Welcome into the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network. I'm Bob Gregg. Jason Tennant's our floor director, Luke Andrusik on camera, and Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Bentworth finished league play back on April 28th, going unbeaten twice through Section 4, but losses to the top seeds in 3A and 4A, South Park and Elizabeth Forward, gave the Bearcats a little bit of a jolt coming into today. Burgettstown started the year 6-3. Their only in-state loss was to number 2 seed Chartiers Houston. But the Blue Devils have won only once since, including 3 straight losses entering the WPIL tournament. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By the Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By attorney John Patricic. Nearly 30 years of experience gives your case the attention it deserves. Also by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. And by Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. We'll look at the rest of the Washington Greene County schedule, check the rest of this 2A bracket, and bring you the starting lineups when the Visit Greene County pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Welcome back. Let's first of all take a look at the rest of this 2A bracket. In addition to our first game today, Bentworth and Burgettstown, the winner gets the 6-11 winner, which is Shenango and Apollo Ridge. The nightcap here tonight, Chartiers Houston and Washi, that winner will play the winner of the 7-10 game, which is Riverside and Brentwood, also set for a 5 o'clock start. Number 1 seed, maybe a surprise to some people, Laurel Spartans will take on Shadyside Academy. That's a 6 o'clock North Allegheny start. That winner gets the 8-9 winner, Frazier and Seton LaSalle. And last we saw, Frazier was leading in that game. Let me get you a quick check. Frazier and Seton LaSalle. Frazier up now 6-3. That is the 9-8 matchup, and that is that game actually may be over. So they are at the end. Yes, Frazier a 6-3 winner there over Seton LaSalle. So Frazier against the Laurel Shadyside winner. And the 4-5 quadrant, number 4 South Allegheny against number 13 Brownsville. That game at 5 at Norwin. And Neshanic and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart are underway at the University of North Allegheny. Now, I just, it's good folks up there that we certainly appreciate all that they do, North Allegheny. Washington County and Greene County teams, Jeff Morgan already a winner today in the 1A bracket. The 5 seed throttled number 12 Leechburg 18-2. McGuffey and Hopewell, and I should have a final on that momentarily. That's in the 3A bracket. Also, the 3A bracket should be going final Charleroi and Burl that game at Norwin. And then everything else, Best Center, South Side area, that game moved from Canada McMillan's North Strabane Intermediate School to Waynesburg University and changed to a 5 p.m. start. Bentworth and Burgettstown coming up, and then we finish the night with Short Tiers Houston and Wash High. Check the starting lineups for you when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network on the Visit Greene County pregame show.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
As if we needed to add more games in the Monday schedule, McGuffey, a 7-3 winner over Hopewell. The Highlanders advance in the 3A bracket and will take on number 4, Elwood City. Of course, that will be on Monday along with almost everything else. We'll deal with that a little later on. Time to check the starting lineups brought to you by Valley View Farms. First of all, for the Burgettstown Blue Devils, head coach Mark Deere, Burgettstown at 7-7. Shortstop, Reyes Santapol will lead off, followed by the center fielder Andy Midler and catcher Maddie Guidi. Second baseman Brooklyn Robinson in the four spot, followed by third baseman Alice Kabatka and the left fielder Charlie Gray. First baseman Emma McGregor in the seven spot, followed by the pitcher Ev Lehman and the right fielder Madison Pavlik. No DP, no flex player for the Burgettstown Blue Devils. For Bentworth, 17-2 mark coming in, losses only to the 3A number one and the 4A number one. Jack Kramer, the head coach, he'll lead off with pitcher Sydney Gonglick, followed by center fielder Sophia Gossa and the shortstop Michaela Gonglick. Third baseman Nora Lindley hits fourth, followed by catcher Zoe McDonald and second baseman Alexa Babarad. First baseman Addison McVicker in the seventh spot, to be followed by right fielder Haley Tater and the designated player Lauren Lustig hitting in place of the flex player, the left fielder Maddie Bonazzoli. This game and the broadcast rights to it, the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. In any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcer chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2026. 3A, 2A, 1A, all first-round games today. In the 3A bracket, South Park, Mohawk, Mount Pleasant, Elwood City with first-round byes. They are seeds 1 through 4. In the 1A bracket, those same first-round byes go to seeds Union, Carmichael's, West Greene, and Sarah Catholic in the 1 through 4 order. And let me correct my 3A. It's South Park, Mohawk, Mount Pleasant, Elwood City. Charleroi playing Norwin. That game, again, should be final shortly. Charleroi Burl winner will get Mount Pleasant. Mohawk awaits the Keystone Oaks Deer Lakes winner. Elwood City will get McGuffey on Monday. And number 1, South Park awaits the Avonworth Yawk winner. In 1A, Union awaiting the Jeanette Bishop Canavan winner. The two-seed Carmichaels will play the winner of today's Sewickley Academy Manesson game. West Greene awaits the Beth Center Southside winner. And Sarah Catholic will play Jeff Morgan. Again, mentioned that Jeff Morgan, an 18-2 win
over Leechburg. A couple of other games were 3 o'clock starts. See if we can't put our fingers on final scores there. One of them including the Charleroi Cougars. Starting lineups being introduced here to the crowd at the Trinity Middle School. Our broadcast vantage point, pretty familiar one. Our look into the pitches from center field. I'm probably maybe 6 feet, 4 inches off of that camera here in the straightaway center field. Crowd gathered, some in lawn chairs out along the left field line out of play, some up on the walkway leading up to Trinity Middle School and Hiller Field, some in lawn chairs, some in some bleachers that are just outside the outside and beyond the first base dugout. Looks like Charleroi and Burrell are 1-0 Charleroi. Last word I have there is bottom third, but that being a 3 p.m. game, unless weather moved through, and believe me, the weather today has not always been exactly what the folks were looking at, as if it was going to sail right through. So, yeah, we get confirmation the Frazier went over Seton LaSalle. Jason, check that score for me. Jeff Morgan, 18-0 or 18-2? I'm sorry. Okay. And I believe that was a 18-2 in a three-inning ball game. First pitch when we come back to Hiller Field, the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Our game officials are just about set and ready to go. David Gatling with the protective gear on. He'll call the balls and strikes. Matt Filipiak at first, and Gary Swart will be on the third base line. Of course, this three official crew will make their way around in various and different places as action dictates. Great to have all of you here with us. Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Get a couple of confirmations. Jeff Morgan, 18-2, the winner in that game, and the Rockets only batted in the first two innings. The 15-run rule invoked after the third inning of batting for Leechburg. We play seven by regulation, shortened to five or six innings by a 10-run margin for the one team, as long as the trailing team has batted at least as often. And then we can be shortened to three or four innings, as that game was, by a 15-run margin if we get there. Defensively, Sydney Gonglick in the circle, Zoe McDonald catching, Addison McVicker, Alexa Babarad, Nora Lindley at the bases, first around to third, Michaela Gonglick, at short. Matty Bonazzoli's the left fielder. Sophia Gossa in front of our broadcast perch. And Haley Tater is the right fielder. Reyes sent a ball to stand in. Blue Devils have three of their first four hitters with 400-plus batting averages. And now Gonglick winds and deals, brings a pitch in on the hands. Strike one. Gonglick gets the sign. The right-hander deals. Swinging a foul tip back into the glove. It's 0-2. Center Paul hitting 400. Andy Midler 408. Guidi right around the 300 mark in the three spot. And Brooklyn Robinson at 475 average. Pitch to Center Paul. Misses high and away for a ball. 1-2. Gonglick toes the pitching rubber here on this all-turf surface here at Trinity Middle School. 1-2, strike three looking. Ran that right down the outside edge of the plate. Boy, you get a good look at that. That ball clipped the front corner and was running away at the time, but caught the corner. Batter now is Andy Midler, center fielder for Mark Deer. First pitch to the plate. Midler checks but takes a pitch for a strike. Midler tried to hold up but could not. Here comes the 0-1 right at the knees, strike two. No balls and two strikes. Gonglick very deliberate. Brings a fastball in her half. Swing and a miss. Second strikeout. One looking, one swinging. Two out, nobody on. The batter, Matty Guidi. Fastball outside. This fastball runs inside but catches the corner first. One one the count, two out, nobody on. Burgettstown batting in the top half of the first inning. Fastball called, strike two. 17.5-inch wide, white vulcanized rubber slab. Softball wider than a baseball, which makes the strike zone a little wider than baseball. Ball and two strikes, ball fouled off. Two out, nobody on. Gonglick gets the pitch call from the dugout. Right-hander rocks and deals. Swing and a miss. Strikes out the side. Burgettstown down in order. We've played half an inning. Burgettstown nothing. Bentworth coming to bat here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes, man? Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection. Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Check the defensive alignment for Burgettstown. Ev Lehman in the circle. Maddie Gwitty catching. Emma McGregor at first. Brooklyn Robinson at second. Alice Kabatka at third. And the shortstop, Rhea Senapal. Charlie Gray, Andy Midler, and Madison Pavlik, the outfield from left around to right. Four seniors in the Burgettstown starting lineup. McGregor, Kabatka, Senapal, and Gray. Bentworth with three seniors, Gossa, Lindley, McDonald. No, Sidney Gonglick is not a senior. Bottom of the first, Lehman ready to work, and Gonglick stands in. First pitch off speed, drops low for a ball. And we solved a little technical issue there late in that top of the first inning. Ball ripped off the glove of the third baseman, Kabatka, down the left field line, rounding first, heading for second is Gonglick, and she'll trot in with a leadoff double. Oh, absolutely stroked down the third baseline off the Kabatka glove.
Number 18, center fielder, Sophia Gossa.
Sophia Gossa comes to the plate now. Winner of this game goes to the quarters on Monday against the Shenango Apollo Ridge winner. That game scheduled for tonight at 6:30. First pitch to Sophia Gossa in the turf. Gonglick was running, and we'll get the second or get the third with the stolen base. Gossa fouls that straight back. Yeah, we're going to move just a hair there. That's us moving that camera, so those of you watching, don't freak out. Ball popped up straight back and out of play. The count goes to 1-2. One of our crew guys, Scott Donnelly, there, right over the S in softball. 1-2 drops in for called. Strike three. Gossa got locked up on the off-speed pitch. Called strikeout, the first out of the inning. And now Michaela Gonglick comes to the plate. Also longtime friend Rich Carlson handling the scoreboard operation there at the home plate area. Casey Alderson working the game today, too. Host Trinity staff. Gonglick hits a fly ball in left. Settling under it is Charlie Gray. She'll make the catch, but Sydney Gonglick flies home with the run. RBI for Michaela Gonglick. That is her 21st run batted in for the season. The sack fly to left.
Third baseman, number 13, Nora Lindley.
Two outs in the inning now, and that brings up third baseman Nora Lindley. Lindley hitting 483 on the season. Swings at the first pitch, pops it up, shallow right field. Brooklyn Robinson, the second baseman, settles under it and makes the grab. Lead off double, a stolen base and a sack fly. Bentworth scores a run on one hit, nobody left. We played one, your score. Bentworth one, Burgett's down nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And we go to the top of the second inning. Three batters for Burgettstown, four for Bentworth in that opening frame, but the Bearcats take the lid off the scoring column with the double, the stolen base, and the sack fly. Batter is Brooklyn Robinson, 475 season average. Takes a first pitch high for a ball. Sydney Gonglick toes the rubber. Rocks back and deals. Swing and a miss at a high fastball to Robinson. A brisk mid-May afternoon here on off a scenic drive. 1-1 strike called. Gonglick running down the outside edge of the plate there. Burgettstown wearing the dark blue unis, trimmed in, lettered in white with the lighter blue socks. Bentworth with the black jerseys and pants. Strike called right at the knees. Fourth straight Gonglick strikeout. We'll bring up Alice Kibotka, 257 average. Coming into the game, Gonglick had appeared 16 times, 14-2 record, 1.07 earned run average, 92 innings, allowed 28 hits and 14 earned runs. Walked 14, struck out 200 coming in, that count going on. Kibotka tried to hold up but could not, went around on the swing. Opponents hitting just 0.88 against Sydney Gonglick. And less than a half walk plus hit per inning. A whip of .467 coming in. And now five or four strikeouts later. And nobody on. Kibotka comes around on a pitch diving in at her knees. And now she's in an 0-2 hole. First of two this afternoon and this evening. Wave and a miss. Five strikeouts for Gonglick. Inning's not over yet.
Left fielder number 13.
And the batter is the left fielder Charlie Gray. These games originally scheduled for 4 and 6, but mid-afternoon Friday, apparently, they got moved back an hour. And a lot of traffic here would have been the problem for teams arriving and fans arriving for a 4 o'clock start, no doubt on that. No balls and a strike. The count to Gray, hitting just 190. Mentioned three of the top four hitting 400-plus, but get down here in the bottom four spots in the batting order, and only one of them hitting over 200. 0-2 the count now to Charlie Gray. Swings at that 0-1 pitch.
probably up out of the strike zone, but you watch Division I softball, these hard-throwing pitchers, well, you don't have any time to evaluate what's coming. Pitch misses low. Pitch started low and stayed that way. A 1-2 the count. Gonglick has struck out the first five she's faced. And a swing and a foul tip in and out of the catcher's mitt, Zoe McDonald. First inning, foul ball got lifted out of play, and the some of the Burgettstown fans celebrated that. You know, and the challenge is, I mean, everybody knows Sydney Gonglick's going to the SEC to play softball. And that's been known. She's a junior, and everybody knew that last year. And she's a legitimate SEC softball caliber player. And so the challenge is huge. But, you know, everybody, you know, you get the same opportunities. Stand in and take your cuts. Strike three called. Pitch catching the outside edge. Six straight strikeouts for Gonglick to start the ball game. We played 1.5. Bentworth 1, Burgettstown nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
That you just heard would be Andy Midler, the Burgettstown center fielder, talking with left fielder Charlie Gray about their positioning as we go here to the second inning. Catcher Zoe McDonald to lead off, one of three Bentworth seniors on the roster. First pitch in for a called strike to McDonald, 429 season average. Right-hander Lehman deals. Ground ball to the 5-6 hole. Centipole gets in front of it. Throws across for the out. Four straight retired. Perfectly played there by Centipole. Didn't try to do the backhand pick and throw. Got over in front of the ball like you're supposed to and made the play across. Batter now is Alexa Babarad. Babarad swings at the first pitch. Big high fly ball to left center. Neither taking charge, and Midler doesn't catch the ball. Got it into the glove, but didn't hang on to it. Neither outfielder called that, and they both looked hesitant. Midler just kept coming, and the ball dropped in for the two-base error. That'll bring up Addison McVicker. If you're Mark Deere, that's an out you got to have. But it doesn't end up in the books. Ball stroke to left or right center. This time Midler gets over and handles the line drive. Strong throw back into the infield. But the runner tags and goes to third. So Babarad now at third base on the fly out. Haley Tater comes to the plate now. Tater hitting 213. Runner at third and two down. First pitch to Tater, misses high for a ball. The
Ev Lehman gets the sign. Steps back and now deals. Ball popped. Foul territory. Going to just get on top of the third base dugout. Foul ball. Cal even at a ball and a strike. Bunch shown, but is put down. Third baseman field. Throw to the second baseman covering. Ground out. Ends the inning. Tater trying to bunt her way on to bring a run home, but well played. Kubatka to Robinson. No runs, no hits, an error, one left on. We've played two. Your score. Bentworth 1, Burgettstown nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Trinity Middle School. 7-8-9 hitters due up for Burgettstown. Emma McGregor to lead off this third inning. Takes a fastball from Gonglick in for a called strike. Six straight strikeouts. You know, seedings come out and always going to hear somebody grumbling or this kind of that thing or that. And we heard some in this 2A bracket. Number one, that Chartiers, Houston, and Bentworth in the same half, that Laurel was seated as the number one and Chartiers, Houston the number two. Also heard some grumbling that Burgettstown finished ahead of Our Lady the Sacred Heart, yet Olsch got a higher seed in this 2A bracket than did the Blue Devils. Swing and a miss, and Emma McGregor goes down on strikes. 7 outs, 7 strikeouts for Sydney Gonglick. Had 200 coming in. Ev Lehman stands in now, the 8 hitter, a 212 season average. Bunt shown, offered at, and missed by Lehman. No balls and a strike. 1-0 ball game. Bottom of the first inning, Sydney Gonglick doubled on a rocket down the left field line, stole third and scored on her sister's sacrifice fly. Fastball misses low. Ball and a strike. Pretty quiet crowd here today. I think if they yell more, it might warm up a little bit. I'm going to try to get them to do that. We'll see how that works. Pitch tails inside, now 2-1. Their first 7 batters, there have not been many times that the batter had a favorable count. But here in batter number 8, 2 balls and a strike. Gonglick against Lehman. Righty deals. Pitch catches the inside edge, went right back to that same pitch tailing inside. That time caught the edge of the plate before running off. And now evens the count at 2-2. Bentworth had 16 wins in a row through section play. 2-2, swing and a miss. That's 8 strikeouts now. And the 9-hitter Madison Pavlik will come to the plate. After finishing section play with the 3-0 win at home against Washi on the 28th, Bearcats challenging themselves, playing the top-flight teams. 4A number 1, Elizabeth Forward, lost that game 7-4. Played won a perennial Power West Green. Run ruled the Pioneers 11-0 and then lost to 3A top seed South Park by a 9-0 score. Swing and a miss by Pavlik. She falls behind 0-1. Infield, outfield, haven't had much to do except throw the ball around. Swing and a miss. And now a two-strike count on the hitter, Pavlik. Go for a little bit of a walk. Pavlik set. Gonglick gets the signal from the dugout. And here's the 0-2 to the plate. Swing and a miss. Nine batters, nine strikeouts for Sidney Gonglick. We played 2.5. Your score, Bentworth 1, Burgettstown 0 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
This high school gym used to be packed most nights. Not anymore. Do you know why? Because bad behavior by fans, especially adults, has caused a shortage of game officials across the country. You see, without officials, we can't have sports. Don't let this become reality. It's time for a change. Let's bench bad behavior for good.
Number 8, designated 9-hitter in the Bentworth batting order set to come to the plate. Lauren Lustig. Hitting 286. Ev Lehman. First pitch. Ball popped up and Lehman in the right at the edge of the circle calls for it and makes the grab. And here comes Gonglick back to the plate. She has the only hit in the ball game, only one other runner allowed by the Burgettstown defense. And there, center fielder Andy Midler gets right in the frame. There you go. First pitch to Gonglick's off. Speed offering. Misses low. Left fielder Gray with the one heel on the blue turf warning track. Midler a step in front. Fly ball coming right at us. That might make the broadcast booth. And it is about 5 feet over the home run fence. Sidney Gonglick with her 9th home run of the season makes it a 2-0 game. There is nothing more Midler could have done. Just 5 feet shy of having that.
Guys, I didn't know about the fence. So if you guys could say, like, that room.
That ball coming right over us, and you see how close Midler was. We all good there, Mr. Floor Director? We're good. All right. Sophia Gossa to the plate now. Line shot to right, going to get down. Played on one hop by Pavlik. Back in not nearly as quickly as it looked like she might, but a ringing double for Sophia Gossa. One out home run followed by a double, and Michaela Gonglick coming to the plate. Three hits in the game, all extra bases for the Bearcats. Time granted. Like Gonglick took a while to get in, and then Lehman obliged by taking a while to get ready to pitch. So step off. Pitch misses high for a ball above the letters. Update from Waynesburg University, Southside 2, Beth Center 1, bottom 2nd. Now they go to the top of the 3rd. Same score, partner? Yep. Top of the 3rd. Little fly ball hit to the left fielder, caught by Gray. Runner tags, throw back to the infield, got over top of shortstop Centipaul, but runner holds at 2nd. Fly out to left field. 2nd time, Gonglick has hit the ball deep. But in the air, both times caught by Charlie Gray. So two out here in the Bentworth 3rd inning to Nora Lindley. Lindley swings and misses at the first pitch. 483 season average coming in. Popped out to 2nd to end the 1st. Lehman rocks and deals. Ball lifted foul, heading for the driveway up the far side. That may have gotten cut off by a fan there. Didn't get beyond the sidewalk. That's pretty cold to be catching a line drive softball today without a glove, I'm just going to say. Glad that home run was 8 feet to my left. Ball and two strikes, the count on Lindley with a runner at 2nd. Bentworth leading 2-0, looking to add. Ball popped foul. That's back over the first base dugout up toward the intermediate school. New building here on this campus. Count holds at 1-2. Lehman deals to the plate. Off speed, called strike 3 to end the inning. 2nd strikeout of the game for Lehman, but Bentworth adds a run on the solo home run by Sidney Gonglick. 2 hits in the inning and a runner left on. We've played 3. Score now, Bentworth 2. Burgettstown nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
We go to the 4th. 3 hits for Bentworth, 2 runs across, and Burgettstown looking for a ball in play. 9 straight strikeouts for Gonglick. She has done just about it all. Home run, double, 2 runs scored as both Bentworth runs. But bunt shown, pitch taken low for a ball. Reyes Centipaul, 400 batting average. I mean, that's not chopped liver, believe me. Centipaul asked for time, and now it looks like an equipment problem. It's short. Looks like Michaela Gonglick having a little glove issue, glove or uniform issue, wanting to get that taken care of. And you sure don't want to be having a ball put in play when your shortstop's glove is up around the waist and the hand not in it. Could be a dangerous thing to have. It might have been a mask problem. It gets that protective face guard put on. One ball, no strikes. The count on Reyes Centipaul, batting here to lead off the top of the 4th. Swing and a miss. Gonglick just saying, here it is. Hit it if you can. She has worked really, really nicely on the edges for the most part, but probably three or four pitches each inning so far. She has brought one right over the heart of the plate and said, hit it. Pitch bust inside. Bentworth fans wanting that call, but got a really good look at that pitch running in off the river into the batter's box occupied by Santa Paul. Two balls, one strike. Gonglick winds and deals. Ball pop foul straight back off the backstop screen. Boy, really an outstanding facility here at Trinity Middle School. The fencing and netting there at the backstop area, the Hiller softball signage, and then this all-turf field. Check swing. Santa Paul leaves the bat on the shoulder, and no swing is the call, so the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Ball pop foul. That gets to the backstop screen. At the risk of those of you who believe in announcer jinxes, the breeze has died off. I'll just mention that. Temperature's going to drop here soon as well. 2-0, Bentworth leading Burgettstown. Three balls, two strikes to leadoff batter Rhea Santa Paul, trying to break this nine straight strikeout string. Gonglick deals. Strike three called. Santa Paul had thrown the bat, thought that was ball four. Get a good look here. She squats down. That pitch probably at the knees. 10 strikeouts now. That called strike three. Andy Midler stands in. Ball pop foul. That's going to get off the screen in front of the first base dugout. And Jason, you have that strike three on Santa Paul there. Just if you pop that on there, and my thing is, it might be a strike, it might not be a strike, but it in a game when you haven't put a ball in play, it's too close to take. Okay, we'll get it after this pitch. 0-1 the count to Midler. Gonglick deals. Fastball stayed with it too long and left it up high. You get a look here. Counts 3-2 there, 10th batter of the game, and you can't take that pitch. I mean, you haven't gotten anybody on base yet, but that's just too close. Ball and a strike to Midler now. Swings and misses, a pitch riding up and in on the hands. 1-2 the count. Pirates winners this afternoon. They take 2 of 3 in the series against Colorado. We appreciate them being on in the afternoon. That gave us a window to carry a couple of these games on air. Fastball down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Looks like they've gone to the bottom of the third at Waynesburg. Last one. Best Center has taken a 3-2 lead now on Southside. That's the 6-11 matchup. Southside, the 6th seed in that bracket. Swing and a miss. Pitch above the letters. Midler down on strikes. That common term for that pitch is a rise ball, but it's just a high fastball rolling in there. Maddie Guidi to the plate. 11 batters, 11 strikeouts for Sydney Gonglick. Guidi shows bunt, takes a fastball high. There's not been a ball in play yet for Burgettstown. Gonglick ready. One ball, no strikes. The pitch to Gwitty. Strike called. Just above the thighs there. Well, when this bracket came out and this doubleheader was listed here, if you get a chance to talk to our production crew, Jason Tennant, Nate Rigotti, own Green Sports Swing and a Miss, and the count now 1-2, they will tell you, as soon as I got that, I was all over. Yeah, I'm doing that. I have three of the head coaches are longtime friends of mine, and the fourth one is an advertising client from time to time that I handle as well. 1-2, swing and a miss, a dozen straight strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Bentworth 2, Burgettstown nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
How about game manager Scott Moore making Andy Midler come out here and take the softball from me? I'd have got it back to you. I wasn't taking it home. My softball grandparenthood ended a while ago. I don't need a softball. I'd have give it back. All right, Zoe McDonald, the leadoff for Bentworth. First pitch misses high from Ev Lehman. Appreciate our crew dealing with the cold. Ball and a strike. Oh man, seems like everybody wants that home run ball. My goodness. I should have tucked it away. Maybe I could have sold it on eBay or something. Pitch misses high for ball two. Bentworth with a run in the first. Double stolen base, sack fly. Gonglick scores the first. Sydney does on the her sister's sack fly. Ball stroke down the right field line. Going to get down fair and go all the way to the fence. Digging around second, heading for third is McDonald. And in there safely. Ball gets away and going to go on and score. And now let's check on third base umpire Gary Swart, who went down. Yeah, Gary Swart shaking up. Yeah. You get the trainer out to check on him. That ground ball got by Pavlik. That blistering line drive went all the way to the wall. And by the time McDonald made the turn at third, Swart was already down. So and athletic trainers from both schools out checking on Blue. Jason, can I get that replay one more time on the base hit? I'm just trying to see where the throw came from that got away at third base. And it's got to be second baseman Robinson, yeah. And, boy, it wasn't a bad throw, but Kabotka got screened off by the runner. And the throw went on, Kabotka was on the outfield side, and the throw went on the infield side. It's got to be an E4. It's a 3-0 Bentworth, but right now the concern for base umpire Gary Swart, who's up and standing, but certainly did not look near 100% with the leg, left hamstring, left knee possibly. And it's cold, and just all of a sudden move there by Swarton. When the ball came back to the infield, he was on all fours between second and third. And I think Swart going to maybe take over, go to first base and just stay there, and they'll switch then Matt Filipiak over to third base, and Swart may just stay at first. You got to be able to adjust there. And that looks like what the plan's going to be. Batter is Alexa Babarad. Hit the fly ball here to kind of left center field that Andy Midler and Charlie Gray converged on. Neither called, and Midler looked to take over and get it, but got it in the glove but didn't hold it. Two errors in the ball game now for Burgettstown. Ball popped up foul. Going to get back out of play. Three nothing lead. Bentworth batting in the home half of the fourth. Tapper up the third base line. Kibaka comes in. It is a foul ball. Good look there from our field camera. 0-2 the count now. And Midler between us and the home plate area, swing and a miss. Lehman took a little something off, gets the strikeout, her third of the game. Now to bring up first baseman Addison McVicker. Never thought we might have to set up two outfield cameras just in case. One on each side of second base, looking in from various sides. Pitch right down the middle to McVicker. 340 average, fly out to center her first time up. In fact, Babarad and McVicker back-to-back fly balls, one to left center, that was the E8, and then the other one to deep right center that was tracked down by Midler. No balls and two strikes now to McVicker. Four hits in the game for Bentworth, all extra bases. Two doubles, a triple, and a home run. It's just off the plate for a ball. For a while, I had that home run ball, but game manager Scott Moore saw it and sent the center fielder to retrieve it. Ball stroke, going to find the grass in front of Midler. Two hopper to the center fielder. To a one-out single here in the fourth for Addison McVicker.
Right fielder number 21, Riley Tater.
Pitch just kind of a little something off of it, and then it hung it out over the plate. And McVicker did not miss that opportunity. Hit the ball well twice today. That one found turf. Haley Tater to the plate now. First pitch off the mark for ball one. McVicker just one steal on the year. Tapper foul off the leg of the batter in the batter's box. Triple and an errant throw back to the infield. First batter of the inning crossed to score. And now a one-out single. Off-speed pitch misses high for a ball. 2-1. Tater, the 8 hitter in the lineup, 213 average. Has a little power. A couple of home runs on the year. Ground ball past the third baseman into left field. Gray comes up to play it quickly to keep the runner. Pavlik now playing in left. And my apologies, did not see the defensive switch. After the triple, Pavlik and Gray switched positions. So Pavlik playing it back in. Runners at first and second with one out. And the batter is the designated player, Lauren Lustig. Pitch in for a called strike. There are some softball coaching books that say you get two on to the nine hitter, even though there's one out, that you bunt them over. But the situation here is that if you do that, take the bat out of the hands, ball is dropped, runner at second, going to go into third, should throw back, should also be a force out, should be force outs at both places. Should be force out at both places, and the inning really should be over. Yeah, let's go back and check the replay here, because I think the ball was controlled and the fielder stepped on second base, which would remove the force at third. All right, little pop up in the infield. Ball is not caught. Ball picked up by the shortstop. So that batter is out. So there's an out there. But then they come back to second. That runner is already out. So the runner into third, give me that again to see if there was a tag there. Yeah, did they tag the runner going to third? So it would appear they're going to go with the double play. Yeah, we'll keep it here. And let's look at this again. The ball off the bat of Lustig is not caught by Robinson, but shortstop Centipaul standing on a second base bag. So now you get the ball to third. You have to put a tag on here, and they did not. So the Blue Devils are going to get an out call that they should not have. The umpires have ruled a double play. I think the Bentworth coaches still want to talk about this. They're not sure that that's exactly what happened, but Bentworth has taken the field because the umpires called the double play. But the pop-up not caught at second by the second baseman. Centipaul picked the ball up with a foot on the second base bag, so that retires the runner coming from first. The runner who was on second could have stayed there at that point safely. She took off for third with Centipaul in chase. Centipaul threw to Kabatka, who stepped on the bag but didn't tag the runner, who now has to be tagged out, and threw back to second to get the out they already had. And the umpires end the game, end the inning. So it's going to be a 5-6 double play. No. Anyway. It is over. 4-6-5-4. That's what we're going to go with. Double play. All right, first pitch to the plate from Sidney Gonglick to Brooklyn Robinson is a strike, and the second is like unto it. 0-2 the count here in the top of the fifth inning. Fastball misses away, a ball and two strikes. By the way, the totals in that fourth, one run on three hits, there was an error, and officially one runner left on base. Check swing, going to appeal, and swing is the call. So Brooklyn Robinson down on strikes on the appeal. Baker's dozen now on strikeouts. Kabatka to the plate now. Blue Devils down 3-0. Ball is bunted. First ball in play. Throw to first. And the out on the play 5-3. The bunt ground out. Again, first ball in play after 13 consecutive strikeouts. Going to bring up Charlie Gray, now playing right field. A Fastball misses outside, ball one. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. Single runs for the Bearcats in the first, third, and fourth innings. Had something going there in the fifth. Line shot foul. Going for the parking lot between the middle and intermediate schools here on the Trinity Middle School campus. Networth had a run in after just the first batter because of the triple and the throwing error. And then back-to-back one-out singles before that pop-up at the second base bag. Burgettstown got the gift double play out of it. Pitch outside for ball two. Two out, nobody on. Two balls and one strike on Charlie Gray. Gongla gets the sign, winds and deals, swing and a miss. Pitch up in the zone and on the inner half of the plate. 2-2 the count now. Big thanks to Mike Wall, Casey Alderson, the whole crew at Trinity for their assistance, not only today but throughout this school year. Here comes the 2-2, ball fouled off to the backstop screen. Two balls, two strikes. Gonglick ready. And the pitch. Beating the ground foul, pulled toward the third base dugout. McGuffey, a 7-3 winner earlier today over Hopewell, game we had for you on the WJPA Sports Network. Highlanders will take on Elwood City on Monday. Swing and a miss. Two more strikeouts in the inning as Burgettstown set down in order. We played 4.5. Score now. Bentworth 3, Burgettstown nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta, and I'm running for re-election to keep fighting for working families in the 46th District. I've worked to create family-sustaining jobs, hold government accountable, and stand strong with our first responders and law enforcement. I'll keep fighting to grow our economy, unleash Pennsylvania energy, and lower your taxes so you can keep more of your hard-earned money. I'm proudly pro-Second Amendment and pro-life, and with your support in the May 19th Republican primary, I'll continue delivering for you. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Hey, all, through the fencing. Good to have you along here at Trinity Middle School. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. We go to the top of the batting order.
Guys, I'll play here.
One way to keep Sidney Gonglick from batting in a crucial situation is to turn an oddball double play, and that's what they did. Line shot to left, going to get down. One hop the fence right down the line. Gonglick digging for second and will pull in there with her second double, third extra base hit of the ball game. And that's going to be coming right down at us. Yeah, look at that. That was within feet of getting to Luke Andrusik. Job there by Pavlik to play that back in quickly, hold the speedy Gonglick to a double. Stole third in the first inning with a double. Coming to the plate is Sophia Gossa, 1-for-2, also has a double in the game. 7 hits for Bentworth, 5 of them for extra bases. Grounder
to short, gloved by Senapal, and doesn't handle it cleanly. Gonglick to third on the ground ball.
Shortstop number 99, Michaela Gonglick.
Well, this looked like that was going to be a ground out to short, and then it wasn't. And now Michaela Gonglick coming to the plate with Sophia Goss at first. Sydney Gonglick at third. Fly ball off the bat of Michaela Gonglick, and Sid will tag and score a second time in the game. Sydney Gonglick has scored on a Michaela Gonglick sack fly. Score now 4-0. Nora Lindley to the plate now. She's 0 for 2 this afternoon. Lindley takes a fastball high for ball one. Double fielder's choice and a sack fly. Scores the fourth run. Third run scored by Sydney Gonglick. Pitch misses. Up and away again. Two balls and no strikes from Lehman to the cleanup hitter, Nora Lindley. 22 runs batted in, a .483 batting average. Fouls a pitch straight back to the backstop. Mentioned McGuffey winning earlier. Winner over Hopewell 7-3 will play Elwood City. Charleroi, the 11 seed in that 3A bracket, fell to Burrell 6-3 and was eliminated. Jeff Morgan, an 18-2 winner in the 1A bracket. Swing and a miss. Pitch up and in to Lindley, and she came up empty. Jeff Morgan, 18-2 win over Leechburg. Jeff Morgan will play Sarah Catholic on Monday. Best center, the 11 seed in the 1A bracket, leading number 6, Southside. Line shot down the right field line, but foul. Best center leading 3-2 with Southside batting in the home half of the fifth. We're in the home half of the fifth here at Trinity Middle School as well, where Bentworth is leading 4-0. Runner at first and one out. Two balls and two strikes. Fly ball to shallow center. That may not even get out of the infield. No, it's going to be a pop-up second baseman. Robinson makes the catch. Second time, Lindley has popped out to the second baseman. Two outs in the inning. Batter is the catcher, Zoe McDonald, tripled and scored in the fourth. Pitch misses high for a ball. Single runs for Bentworth, first, third, fourth, and fifth. Ball lifted foul and out of play by McDonald. Count even up at a ball and a strike. Sophia Goss is still at first, reached on an E6. Off-speed pitch in for a called strike. McDonald just couldn't pull the trigger. 1-2 the count. Lehman brings another changeup, runner with a late break. The throw cut off by the pitcher, so a stolen base for Sophia Gossa. I think that throw actually was going to go all the way down. 15th steal this year for Gossa. It's been caught a couple of times. Ball lifted foul, first base side, going to drift over into the bleacher section. Yeah, those guys had their phones in their hands. They weren't catching that foul ball. A run in, a runner at second and two out. Fly ball to left, coming in is Pavlik. And she'll run under it and make the grab to end the inning. One run, one hit, an error, and one left on. We go to the sixth. Your score, Bentworth 4, Burgettstown nothing, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
They are really the ones who are on the ground and know what their students need better than anyone else.
They protect the fairness and rules of high school sports.
They're here to look out for us. They're here to look out for what we love to do.
We go to the top of the sixth, time running short for Burgettstown, and it has been an uphill climb from the get-go. The first 13 batters struck out by Sidney Gonglick. A bunt ground out and another strikeout. So 15 batters up, 15 batters retired. Nobody has reached base so far for Burgettstown here this afternoon. End of five innings at Waynesburg University. Beth Center holds on to a 3-2 lead against Southside. All softball winners today join the busy party on Monday, which includes 6A baseball, 2A baseball, 1A baseball. First pitch from Gonglick to McGregor is a called strike. Top of the sixth inning, 7-8-9 due to bat here for the Blue Devils. McGregor swings and misses. Got a good cut, but that ball kept riding in. The pitch in a location that's hard to hit fair. If you're on time on the swing, you pull it foul because you get out in front of it. 0-2, swing and a miss. Almost the exact same location on that riding fastball. One out here in the sixth. Ev Lehman to the plate. Gonglick rocks on the pitching rubber and deals. Bunt shown. Pitch tails off and drops. Called a ball. Yeah, I think that's the full schedule Monday. Yeah. 1A, 2A, 6A baseball that we have teams from the two-county area involved, plus 1A, 2A, 3A softball. Ball is bunted at this time. Count even at a ball and a strike. Lehman kind of chopping at it. Bentworth defense is that the left side and the pitcher handle the bunt. McVicker staying put at first. At least that's what it's been so far today. Lehman takes down and in. Fastball below the knees. Two balls and a strike. I mentioned earlier about Gonglick heading to the SEC, and we're at the NCAA Regionals weekend. Pitch at the outside edge for a called strike, and just think that we've seen her for now. This is her third varsity year, and another one yet to come. And that in a couple of years we're going to be watching on ESPN or ABC, and she's going to be on there dealing. And swinging that bat. Swing and a miss. Pitch goes to the backstop. Runner is going to get on first base. First base runner of the game. The eight hitter strikes out swinging, but reaches. Jason, I'm going to need that again there real quick there. My apologies. Now Madison Pavlik coming to the plate. Look at that pitch again. Yeah, that's a wild pitch, actually. It barely got past the plate, and McDonald tried to get down and grab it, not block it, and the ball went to the backstop.
Pavlik sticks the bat out. I believe ball call. Is that right? A strike? Okay. Ruling on the appeal. Again, strikeout, wild pitch. Fastball rides inside. Ball and a strike, the count on the nine-hitter Pavlik. First base runner of the game for Burgettstown aboard. Pavlik swings and misses. Now 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. 17 strikeouts in the game. I was just going to say that, guys. There was some talk here in the press area that with the bunt out, bunt ground out, that you know that 21 strikeouts was gone, but with a strikeout wild pitch, it may not be. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes goes Pavlik. And now Reyes Centipole to the plate. Best center and south side go to the bottom of the stick. Still 3-2 BC in front. Fastball misses away. Winner of that game gets West Green on Monday. West Green and Carmichael's, along with Union and Sarah Catholic, each getting first-round byes in that 1A bracket. Pitch called a strike, 1-1. Full boat here in the 2A bracket, 16 teams. No byes, no pigtail games. A 1-1 to the plate. Centipole takes low for ball two. Last section game for Bentworth was April 28th. The last for Burgettstown was April 23rd. Centipole, it's a line drive coming on as the center fielder Gossett to make an outstanding grab. Sprinting in and toward the right center grab and gets the catch on the line out to center to end the inning. Three strikeouts and a line out. We'll tell you how that happens. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Bentworth 4, Burgettstown nothing here in the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Get a great look at the final out. The best opportunity for a base hit for Burgettstown off the bat of Reyes Centipole. Waits on that off speed and laces it to right center field. And Sophia Gosser read it instantly, sprinted to the spot, and at the last second goes down and makes the catch. 4-0, Bentworth with the lead. Bearcats batting the bottom part of their order here in the bottom of the sixth. Babarat strokes one, splits the left and center fielders, and the ball caroms off the pole on the temporary fence. Babarat digging for third, in with a stand-up triple. That's just one of those plays where there's nothing. If you're Madison Pavlik, there's nothing you can do. She broke on it quickly, got set up ready to play it off the fencing, and it hit the pipe and kicked hard back toward the foul line. Addison McVicker to bat now. McVicker a base hit her last time up. She was involved in that odd double play. And I'll just leave it at that. Back to my comment at the end of the top of the sixth. How do you get three strikeouts and a line out? Well, because one of the strikeouts ended up with a wild pitch on the final strikeout and a runner reached base. Fly ball. Shallow left center field. Shortstop Centipaul back to make the catch, and she will hold the runner at third. She was probably 12 or 15 steps out into the green artificial surface here. McVicker retired on the pop out to short. The runner still at third. The batter now is Haley Tater. First pitch is a ball. Well, another extra base hit there. The Babarad triple, the second triple of the game for Bentworth. Also, three doubles and a home run, plus a couple of singles. Ground ball to third. Kabatka will throw across the diamond, but the run will score. RBI ground out off the bat of Tater. Gives her 21 runs batted in on the season. Got to like that in the eighth spot in your batting order. And now 5-0 Bentworth with the lead. And that'll bring up Lauren Lustig. It was Lustig's pop-up that became a 4-6-5-4 or something like that double play. Though really it shouldn't have been a double play, and we talked about that at the time. Just go from there. Beth Center and Southside go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Beth Center holding on to a 3-2 lead against the Rams, home of some of the best pepperoni rolls in the WPIAL. Little flare, and it's going to roll foul off the bat of Lauren Lustig. If you get the chance to go to Southside for a home football game, get the pepperoni rolls. Whatever you do. If you just go to get the pepperoni rolls and go home, get the pepperoni rolls. Swing and a miss. And Lustig down on strikes to end the inning. But a leadoff triple and an RBI ground out. Score now after six. Bentworth 5, Burgettstown nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Go to the top of the seventh. Midler, Gwitty, and Robinson will bat up first. Burgettstown needing five runs before giving up three outs. Gonglick has faced one batter over the minimum. Strike called to Midler. Coming up later on here at Trinity Middle School, Chartreuse Houston and Wash High. Perennial power against a team returning to the playoffs for the first time in 18 years. Ground ball to second, throw to first in time for the out. That ball got by the circle. Get a look here. And Gonglick realized she wasn't going to get there, so stay out of the way. Good job played by Babarad to get the out. 4-3 on the ground out. Maddie Gwitty to bat now. Swing and a miss. Gwitty, like most batters, has struck out both times. Been only Kabatka, who put the bunt down, didn't strike out twice. Even Senapal, who lined out, had struck out her first two times up. Pitch in for a strike to Gwitty, and she's quickly in an 0-2 hole. Gonglick winds and deals the 0-2 to the plate, runs up and in for a ball. One-two to the three hitter, 297 season average for Gwitty. Trying to help Blue Devils extend the year. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes. That's 18 strikeouts in the game. And Brooklyn Robinson comes to the plate. Right-handed batter stands in. Gonglick misses low for a ball. A little extra look in at the plate from Gonglick, asking where that pitch was. At least it appeared that was what she was doing. Strike called waist high, outer edge. And again, for the most part, Gonglick has worked very nicely on the edges. Ball and a strike, two out, nobody on for Burgettstown. Ball hit in the air down the right field line, but drops foul. Just a note, bottom of the seventh inning, best center leading 3-2, but in all kind of trouble, Southside's loaded the bases with nobody out. Here it's a ball and two strikes to Brooklyn Robinson with two out. Burgettstown season hanging here in the balance. Ball popped foul. That's going to get out of play. Southside already left the bases loaded once to when they were down 3-2. And now with the bases loaded in the seventh. Here it's bases empty, as they have been almost all afternoon for Burgettstown. 1-2 misses way up out of the zone. 2-2 now. And an error allows two runs to score, and Southside walks it off. 4-3 winner, eliminating the best center Bulldogs. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Gonglick's pitch to the plate. Strike three called, and that'll end the ball game. A no-hitter for Sidney Gonglick. 19 strikeouts, and Bentworth comes up with a win here this afternoon to advance. The three seed moves on into the quarterfinals. Your final score, Bentworth 5, Burgettstown nothing, on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Now, Bentworth advances to the quarterfinals as the 3 seed. The Burgettstown season comes to a disappointing end. Their fourth loss in a row and the fifth in their last 6 outings after a really strong start for the Blue Devils. Burgettstown was 6-3, but will finish 7-8. So tell you how the scoring happened all on the Bentworth side. Burgettstown didn't get a base runner until one out in the sixth, and that on a strikeout wild pitch. So you'll just see strikeout after strikeout after strikeout here by Sidney Gonglick. That's what happened when Burgettstown was at the plate. When Bentworth was at the plate, they were doing damage with extra base hits. Gonglick led off the bottom of the first with a double, stole second, and scored on her sister's sacrifice fly. 1-0 Bearcats. To the top of the third, after one out, Sidney Gonglick with a fly ball home run about 8 feet to my left and about 5 feet over the fence. 2-0 Bearcats. Top of the bottom of the fourth inning, Zoe McDonald led off with a triple, and the throw back to the infield got away, and McDonald scored. That made it 3-0. To the fifth, leadoff double for Sidney Gonglick. A ground ball to short, not played well, and Gonglick went to third. Gosser reaching on the E6, and Michaela Gonglick with the sack fly, her second of the day, drove home the fourth run of the game. And then in the sixth, Alexa Babarad with a leadoff triple. After a pop-out in shallow left field, Haley Tater with a ground ball and that ground out, and that scored Babarad to set the final score in the ball game. Here are your totals. Bentworth, 5 runs on 8 hits, no errors, 4 left on. For Burgettstown, no runs, no hits, 3 errors, and 1 left on. Gonglick, the winning pitcher, goes a clean 7 innings, faced 1 batter over the minimum, and that because of the strikeout wild pitch that Ev Lehman reached on, the only batter to reach base for Burgettstown in the game. The loss goes to Lehman, charged with the 5 runs, 4 earned on 8 hits. Did not walk a batter this afternoon and struck out a couple in the final game for the Burgettstown Blue Devils this year. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advanced from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
There's a pretty good chance that if you have a batter go double, homer, double, score 3 times in a 5-run game, and, oh, by the way, pitch a no-hitter, probably a good chance to be player of the game. You just saw the Sidney Gonglick home run, her 9th of the season. That was also her 23rd run batted in, and the no-hitter with 19 strikeouts, our player of the game, indeed, Sidney Gonglick. So our congratulations there. On to the quarterfinals on Monday for Bentworth. We'll take on either Shenango, played folks, the Wildcats before, or Apollo Ridge, the winner of that game that gets started at 6:30 at Seneca Valley. And as soon as we get that word, we'll pass that along as well. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS has been brought to you in part by Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience gives your case the attention it deserves. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Game 2 of our 2A doubleheader coming up next. Number 2 Chartiers Houston takes on number 15 Washeye as the Little Prexies return to the WPIO playoffs for the first time since a semifinal appearance in 2008. Our thanks to head coaches Jack Kramer and Mark Deere, to Michael Wall, Casey Alderson, and the crew here at Trinity. For our floor director, Jason Tennant, Luke Andrusik on camera, and Jacob Knisner in our downtown studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. From Trinity Middle School, your final score in the 2A softball opening round, Bentworth 5, Burgettstown nothing. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.